Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to our CFL picks for week 16 for Three Down Nation. I am John Hodge, joined as always by JC Abbott. JC, I got to give you props because we sat here last week and I said, I feel like the Saskatchewan Roughriders are going into a trap game. Granted, we recorded before we knew their secondary was banged up. We didn't realize how few normal starters were going to play. But you sat there when I didn't have the courage, the strength to do it. And you picked the Alouettes to not only cover that widespread, but win the game. Lo and behold, they win 48-31. How does it feel to be the smartest person in Canada?
It's how I feel every day, Hodge. What are you talking about? This is completely normal for me. No, I generally luck into a few of these gut picks every year because most of the time I'm getting them wrong. So you got to get a few right in there as well if you're making some wild choices. For all the Rider fans who came at me in the comments after last week, how could he pick the Owls? How you feeling now? How about them apples? How about them assless chaps, I say?
I didn't have the constitution to do it, and I regret that because I remember sitting there being like, I feel like the Alouettes are going to win this game. I just would be so mortified if I picked them, the Riders won by, 20 points, like a lot of people thought they would. And then I would get the backlash of all backlash from Rider fans being like, see, he just hates the Riders. He's not, so I didn't want to put up with that. I'm like, fine, they're probably going to win. But there was a nagging feeling. Like I had that gut instinct and they say you should always trust your gut. I have an ample gut, so I try to trust it whenever I can. I didn't trust it last week, and it cost me. You trusted your gut, and it paid off for you. So well done, JC. I think you're, at least that I'm aware of, you're the only analyst in this country who picked them to win the game, and they won it by like 2.5 touchdowns. So good for you. Let's get into this week's picks. The Montreal Alouettes are 6.5-point home favorites over the Toronto Argonauts on Friday night, despite this game being played at BMO Field. McLeod Bethel-Thompson will make a second straight start for the Alouettes after being named PFF's Player of the Week for eviscerating the Saskatchewan Roughriders, while Jarrett Daigie will be under center for the Argonauts following an injury to Nick Arbuckle. Rookie defensive back Derek Sluka will also be back in the starting lineup for Toronto after a 2-game absence. Can the Alouettes cover this widespread, or can the Argonauts keep things close?
This could be a game of the week candidate just based on the potential ramifications for the standings. If the Argos are able to pull this type of upset, they can jump into that race for second place in the East, right? That becomes a very legitimate possibility if you're able to beat the Owls head to head. Now, unfortunately, I don't think they're going to have the horses to get it done this week. Too banged up at the quarterback position. I think Jarrett Daigie is going to be at least a drop-off from Nick Arbuckle. Now, I don't dislike him as a player. I think he's got some potential. But just being a guy who's new to the team this year, who has yet to really play meaningful snaps besides the end of the fourth quarter last week, there's going to be a learning curve here, and I think Toronto is going to drop off. The Montreal Alouettes look healthier than they have in the past. McLeod Bethel-Thompson, I still have my doubts about him, but he is good enough to elevate the pieces that they have around him when they are healthy. And I think they will get this win, but I'm not sure they're going to be able to cover. I'm not going to take them up to a touchdown. I think this has the potential for a backdoor cover from the Argos based on the fact that they have fought so hard in these games and Ryan Dinwiddie brings so much fire to their roster. I will take the Alouettes to win and the Argos to sneak in the back door.
I think our podcasts and our debates, JC, are most interesting when we have differing or better yet, opposite viewpoints, which is why I'm sorry to say I 100% agree with you. I think that the Montreal Alouettes will win this game defensively after a healthy scratch last week. Sean Oakman is dressing with Mustafa Johnson. Dylan Wynn got this incredible defensive line. Luol Uguac, great off the edge. Isaac Adeyemi Berglund, great off the edge. That defensive front, again, what's been a shaky at best offensive line all season for the Argonauts, I think spells trouble for Jarrett Daigie. The Argonauts have started running the ball better as of late, but they're still one of the league's worst rushing teams. That puts a lot of pressure on the quarterback position. I think Nick Arbuckle has done a tremendous job of dealing with that pressure all season long. That's a tall task for Jarrett Daigie, a guy who has a grand total of one career start under his belt. So as much as I do consider Ryan Dinwiddie to be a quarterback whisperer in this league, I think that puts a lot of pressure. And then defensively, we know that the Argonauts have struggled all season long. The Argonauts have scored the most points in the CFL this season, which is kind of wild considering that they had two wins just 3 weeks ago. But they've also allowed the most points in the CFL. And that's not even by a small margin. That is by a wide margin. They've allowed 40 more points than any other team this league. I see that as a big problem if McLeod Bethel-Thompson has figured it out. McLeod Bethel-Thompson, should be noted, is generally a very streaky quarterback, right? He has had low lows this season. He had full credit to him, a remarkably high last week. I don't think that's sustainable, but I also don't think he's going to go back down into the valley. Give me the Montreal Alouettes to lead this one. I think relatively big. I think the Argonauts can clamber back in, get it within 6 points. So I'll take the Argonauts to cover, but I definitely think the Alouettes win this game and essentially punch their ticket to the postseason in doing so.
The Calgary Stampeders are 5.5-point home favorites to the BC Lions on Friday night, and they'll have key defenders back in the lineup with Jalen Hutchings at defensive tackle and Adrian Green at cornerback. The Lions are heading in the other direction as left tackle Jarrell Broxton and running back James Butler are out. Can the Stampeders get within a game of Saskatchewan for first place, or will BC get back to 500?
The season-ending injury to Filarin Rimulati is huge. He's one of the best pass rushers in the CFL, and so much of Calgary's defensive success has come because they're consistently able to pressure the quarterback with only four rushers. When you can drop eight and pressure the quarterback, that makes it tough, and that is why the Stampeders lead the CFL in almost every defensive category, and some of them by a country mile. That said, you get Jalen Hutchings back in there. To me, he's the best defensive player in the CFL right now. That is going to be huge, especially against an offensive line that's been forced to reconfigure. Corey Woodruff kicking out from guard to tackle, that could pose a challenge. I'm not super bullish on the BC Lions' ability here to protect franchise quarterback Nathan Rourke, especially because without Butler in the mix, I expect the running game to be diminished. Defensively, it's great to see TJ Lee back in the lineup for the BC Lions, a guy who played a ton of football for this team over 11 years. They've struggled at the halfback spot defensively all year. I'm interested to see what he looks like after sitting out of football for almost 12 months. But I just think the Calgary Stampeders are going to be too much to handle here. The 5.5 points don't particularly scare me, given how banged up the Lions are here. These two teams meet in a couple weeks. I actually like the Lions ability here or possibility in a couple weeks to get one on the Stampeders. I have picked the Lions to finish third in the West Division. That said, I don't think that push is going to start this week. I think, you know, the Calgary Stampeders were once unbeatable coming off the bye. They were once unbeatable at McMahon Stadium. I think they're getting back to establishing that in Cowtown. Here, give me the Calgary Stampeders to win and cover against the BC Lions.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Let's not sugarcoat it. Ferdinand Adams Jr. has not looked great the last couple of weeks for Calgary, but this is going to be a different sort of game for him. This is going to be an emotional game. This is a game against a team that decided they didn't want him after putting that franchise quarterback label on him. And well, VA is going to say all the right things in the media because he is a consummate professional at this stage in his career. I think he is going to be highly motivated and highly emotional for this one. And the history has shown that when VA gets those types of opportunities, he does not miss against a suspect BC Lions defense that has struggled with hot and cold flashes, that is now starting a 34-year-old TJ Lee straight off the street in their secondary. I think there are going to be opportunities for Calgary to push the ball down the field. I have no doubt that Nathan Rourke will try to keep pace, but again, Jalen Hutchings in the middle is a different animal. I'm not sure I trust Corey Woodruff as a tackle. He's very much a guard body to me, and Clarence Hicks, while he's no Floor or a Malade, is still a pretty damn good pass rusher off the edge. I think they'll have difficulties protecting him, and the Stamps are going to win this one by at least a touchdown, if not more. This could be an egg-on-the-face game for the BC Lions at a terrible time for them in the season.
The Ottawa Redblacks are 2.5-point home favorites over the Winnipeg Blue Bombers on Saturday afternoon. Drew Brown will reportedly make his return to the lineup after missing 3 games due to a knee injury, while it appears, as of this recording, that Chris Streveler will start a second straight game for Zach Kolaris out due to a head injury. Can the Blue Bombers get the win on the road, or will the Red Blacks keep their playoff hopes alive?
I think this comes down to the quarterbacks, and if it continues to be what it seems like right now, you have to pick the Ottawa Redblacks to win and cover this game. Drew Brown, yes, he's had some not so great performances as well, but when he hits his peak, he can be as good as any player in the league at that position. And Chris Streveler just hasn't gotten it done, right? He's got the legs, he's got the athleticism, but the consistency with his arm in that aerial attack has not been good enough. I think that Drew Brown is going to pull one over on his old team here and get the Red Blacks a decisive victory, despite the fact that I think their playoff hopes are all but dust at this stage.
Yeah, Mike O'Shea this week essentially said, look, people are forgetting that Chris Streveler has got us a lot of wins, essentially harking back to 2019 when obviously he played hurt in the postseason. Didn't start those games, but did, to his full credit, make a ton of plays en route to a Grey Cup win. And to that I say, well, if 2019 is what you're basing your team off of, why stop there? Like, SJ Green is a free agent. Brian Burnham is a free agent. Brandon Banks is a free agent. Eric Rogers is a free agent. Like, there are so many talented players from 2019 that the Blue Bombers could bring in. They haven't done that this week. It looks like Chris Streveler is the only one. Obviously, Chris Streveler did not play well enough last week. He added some really nice stats in garbage time in Hamilton once that game was done, but he was not close to good enough for the first three quarters. So for that reason, I'm taking the Ottawa Redblacks to win and cover this spread. I do think a lot of Winnipeg's defense. I think it's underrated. I do obviously like Winnipeg's running game. The Red Blacks are a little bit banged up. Doesn't appear as though William Standback, for instance, is going to play in this one. That said, I just think that, you know, at the game's most important position, the Red Blacks are simply above the Blue Bombers in this one. I'm happy to take the Red Blacks here. Eat the 2.5 points. They don't scare me. And yes, JC, I agree. This game is really the Red Blacks, I think, last chance to keep their playoff hopes alive, especially with potentially the BC Lions getting a win this week. They are competing against West Division teams as well at the crossover. If the Toronto Argonauts win this week, that is a nightmare for the Ottawa Red Blacks. They need to make up ground. So this is a chance to do that. If the BC Lions lose, where they are not favored, if the Toronto Argonauts lose, not being favored this week, this is a chance for Ottawa to get back into it. I think they take advantage.
The Hamilton Tiger Cats are 5.5 point home favorites over the Edmonton Elks on Saturday night. The Elks are banged up on defense as Nick Anderson, Jared Brinkman, and Royce Metche have missed practice this week, while the Tiger Cats have James Peters and Stavros Katsantonis out for parts of practice this week. Can the Tabbies keep the good times rolling, or will the Elks keep pushing to get out of the West Division basement?
I think this is all Tabbies here. And you know what? Like, the Elks, I thought, showed well last week. They outplayed the Argonauts for long stretches of that game. Heck, they won the turnover ratio 6-1. But they did not have that killer instinct late in the game. They were unable to put the Toronto Argonauts away. And I think having to go back out east, like at Toronto and then at Hamilton the following week, no favors were done here for the Edmonton Elks by the CFL schedule makers. That is tough. Steel Town's always a tough place to play. I think that the Tiger Cats are cresting at the right time, right? It's been an emotional week, obviously, for that organization following the loss of general manager Ted Gavaya. I think that the Tabbies take full advantage here. They beat the Winnipeg Blue Bombers last week, and honestly, I didn't feel like their offense was really clicking. Like, their two touchdowns from Bo Levi Mitchell came off turnovers. I think they will get some turnovers in this game, but regardless, I think that that offense feels a little bit due, and I think that they're going to get their due here against a defense that, yes, has been much better as of late, but for the reasons you laid out, JC, they're missing a ton of guys right now. Like, this unit has gone from banged up to flat out hurt. Like, they are missing a lot of talented players here. Metier likely for the season. Anderson and Brinkman, I don't think for the season, but still, certainly this week. So I like the Tabbies here to win. And frankly, I'd be happy to take them up to 7 or even 8 points. I'm not afraid of that 5.5 point spread whatsoever.
This is going to be the first time we differ on this particular picks pod, because while I agree with you that this is the Tabbies game to win for all the reasons you laid out, I just can't count out the Edmonton Elks at this stage. I think win or loss over this latest stretch of games, they've proven that they're able to compete and keep it close against whoever it is they are playing that particular week. Cody Fajardo gives them an element of belief on offense, even with the missing pieces on defense. I think some of the guys who have stepped up into larger roles, the Joel DeBlancos of the world, the Brock Mogensons of the world, have looked really promising, even really good at times. And their defense has actually improved in my eyes after losing some of their highest paid pieces, which does not happen very often. I think they are going to be able to keep this game close. The Tabbies still win it because I think they have more firepower on offense, but this will be under a touchdown here. I will take the Elks to cover.
I respect your choice, JC, as much as it will be proven wrong this week. Hamilton, I think, will win and cover this spread. I mean, one thing I will say about the Elks, I hope that they open it up a little bit more this week. Cody Fajardo talked about that, maybe a bit more of a vertical passing game. This is not a team that's going to throw for 500 yards ever in a game, and that's fine. Their best player, after all, is Justin Rankin, their running back. But last week, Cody Fajardo, zero completions over 22 yards. Mm. It is hard to win a football game when you are refusing to have any vertical passing game whatsoever. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers had the same problem with Chris Traveller, which is part of the reason I'm not bullish on them this week. Like, you don't have to air it out every single play, but you have to pick your spots, right? It's not good to have an offense that is nothing but throwing it deep down the field. It's also not good to have an offense that simply never pushes it down the field. It's important to have a balance. The Elks, I think their only chance this week is to strike a bit of a better balance. You don't have to throw it deep 100 times, but Cody Fajardo has to hit a couple of deep shots in this one, get a couple of chunk plays, and it's up to his receiving core, honestly, as well, to make those plays, because right now they don't really have that deep threat guy. Like, Kayon Julian Grant's done it a little bit in the past. OJ Allaire, new to lineup, maybe he can do it, but that's what I'm watching for in this game. Can the Elks hit a couple of deep shots? Because that has been sorely missing from their repertoire as of late. For JC Abbott, I'm John Hodge. We thank you as always for joining us for the Three Down Nation podcast. Those are our picks for week 16. Don't forget to tune back in next week for our weekly show breaking down the games. We'll see you then.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.